Do you find that there are things that are on your to-do list that you really should do that get repeated over and over again on the next day's to-do lists? You're procrastinating. And today I'm going to share tips from my expert panel on how to avoid and overcome procrastination. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. And I want to pause and say, I know I had a pause in my podcast that I wasn't recording because I had gotten sick, and I recorded and said, I'm in full swing, I'm ready to go. And I wasn't quite ready to go. I ended up getting where my voice was not coming out really well, really raspy, and it was hard to understand the recording. So I chose to give my vocal cords a little more time so that when I spoke to you, you'd understand me. So I wasn't procrastinating, I promise. But let's talk about procrastination, because there's a lot of different things that you can do and different reasons that you might procrastinate. So I had asked my expert panel, putting off critical tasks for a later date can make or break a business. How do you fight procrastination, and what's your favorite technique? So let's hear a little bit more from what they have to say. Marissa Marsala of Elevating Your Business tells us, host an integrity day, which I love the sound of that. She says, get friends or colleagues together for 4 to 6 hours via a conference line. And then every hour on the hour or whatever time you designate, have each person call in and tell the group what you're going to be doing. It could be a big project broken down into parts or a bunch of small projects that you've been telling yourself you were going to do but haven't. An integrity day was actually created by Thomas Lennard, who is commonly called the father of coaching, and he created it for himself so that he could get back on track and into integrity, and you can do the same. Susan Stewart of Perfectly Placed says, what frog do you need to eat today? And she tells us, at the beginning of the day, I look over my to-do list and determine which item or items are my frogs for the day. Or in other words, which things am I dreading the most? If I don't tackle them head on, they'll stress me out all day, so I try to knock them out as soon as possible. I also have a frog timer that I use for things that are especially hard to tackle. The timer keeps me moving, and the frog reminds me to get it over with. Then Elizabeth Desmore of Office to Office tells us, creative purge of ideas. She says, the technique I've mastered to overcome procrastination is to do a little at a time. The one area I find most challenging to conquer procrastination is writing articles for my blog. It used to intimidate me staring at a blank computer screen. And now I begin with a few ideas and allow the creative juices to flow. The best way I can describe it is a creative purge of ideas. Then I refine my ideas by editing, and this is where the magic begins. And it's exciting to transform ideas to share with others. And Melody Granger of Melody Granger LLC says, fight procrastination, get into the clear zone. She tells us, I figure out why I'm procrastinating by asking myself questions like these. Are there too many distractions in my home? A quick, tidy session always helps to clear the head. Another question that she asks herself is, do I have all the information or tools I need to complete the project? Gather only the items needed to work from a clean, clear, beautiful, inspiring area. And who am I doing this for and why? Getting clear on who I most want to help by completing this project and then placing those names front and center reminds me of my why. I love that, Melody. That's a great idea. And then lastly for today, Chris Diamond says, catch the last train. He tells us, if you believe your task, project, or activity is like a train that's going to stop on the station for just a few seconds, and especially if you know that it's the last train for today by schedule, would you go in and go back home? Most people are left at the station waiting for the next train in the morning because they missed it at night. If you do this long enough, it becomes a habit. Waiting forever on the abandoned station is not a good place to be in, so catch the train.